guys get it out?
Dude, every time I hear that song, I feel like I'm drinking moonshine.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
What a way to start the weekend or end the week.
Hey, warm up the plane. Pilot number 8 is coming along.
Pilot number 8. Welcome, everybody.
Warm up the fucking plane.
This is the Walton Fawn Show.
Pilot number 8.
We are stars with faces made for radio.
Yes, we are. Yes,
wait,
we are.
Are you saying warm up the plane?
Warm up the plane because we got test pilot number 8.
Oh, the pilot. Yeah,
test pilot.
Pull the freaking...
the rip cord or
the
whatever.
Rip cord. Yeah, exactly.
Test pilot.
Good save because I didn't know what that was called. How the hell are you, man?
I'm here to get your back, dude.
Awesome.
Because you have mines all the time.
That's right.
What's up?
Different energy, right? Last show was on a Monday. This show's on a Friday. Work is out of the way.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This
That's
is
probably
great.
Why I drank a little bit more.
Wait, this is, you know what? It's Friday the 13th.
Yes,
it is.
It is
Friday the 13th. Funktastic Freestyle Fellowshiptron Friday the 13th. Pull that out of my ass. Totally. But that's what it is. Gosh.
Fuck yeah, dude. First of all, I want to thank you for leaving me the key. And
to my heart. Robin has that one. I don't think she dropped it anywhere while she left.
No, I didn't see it anywhere.
Okay.
No, so leaving me the keys so I could come in here, start writing some notes and watching a little bit ESPN because it lifted up my testosterone, so I'm ready to rock and roll.
No
Viagra
you.
For me.
ESPN does that, right? When you go from nothing to like 24-hour sports network?
Yeah, just to have a channel at your fingertips that's nothing but sports. It boosts your testosterone.
So can you correlate that blue? Might the color blue increase testosterone? Because from my understanding, when I walked in, we were already here. The Boise State game was on
the
blue turf.
The blue turf. Hey, you know.
And then
either that or watching the Smurfs.
The Dodger game.
And the Dodger
blue. So, you know, I mean, I imagine there's something going on with
there
the color blue.
There is a correlation right there.
Yeah. If you're feeling blue, that doesn't mean you're sad. You're horny.
Yeah.
Right? Testosterone went up.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I like it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Speaking of getting laid, I just got laid.
You did get laid.
Yeah, I walked in here. I got laid. Sorry I was late, dude. Sorry I had to make you wait. But
no worries.
I had a niece.
I got ESPN.
Yeah, exactly. I had a niece's luau, dude. She had a little dance. It was
a
Polynesian dance. They had the whole thing. I went over there. You had to buy a ticket. And I was like, damn, who's opening up? Like, Tiny Tim, that fool died already. But, like, it was like you pay a ticket and you got, like, all this pork. I mean, it's been a long time.
What do you mean pork?
Like, because you get the food with the ticket.
Oh,
so
no
like,
way.
Pork, barbecued chicken, rice, like the whole nine, you know, the whole. Why
Holy
do people
shit.
Say the whole nine? It's 10 yards for a first down. That will have to get explained to me. But, anyway, it was a whole thing. It was like I haven't had pork from a tray that still has the boar's head on it in a long time.
Oh,
I was
no
like,
way.
Hey, can I wear that for a mask and scare all the kids that are dancing right now? sorry I was a little bit late. But we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Nonetheless.
Let's do it.
Dodger Blue, right? Dodgers
watching
working on finishing, winning the pennant. Boise State was winning.
They were kicking ass today.
Sweet.
It was like 42 like to 20 or something.
Now they're being the Air Force Academy. Oh,
oh,
the Air Force.
Be careful.
The Air Force. The Chair Force. So I got plenty of them. Well, I got a good source for that kind of stuff. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Dude, Friday the 13th.
Hey, man. Friday the 13th. Do you guys even know where that shit comes from?
I don't, but I know where it will be this year.
What?
Because last time we were getting hammered, I don't know if it was like... The courage juice, but you said you're throwing a Halloween party this year.
Oh, when did I say that?
When we were in Southgate for the quinceañera.
Oh my God, I must have been super wasted. I don't remember that. See what happens when you bring tacos and too much beer?
Hey, too much beer and tacos. Next thing you know, Dead Man Party, the Oingo Boingo cover band will be at your door Thursday, October 31st.
Is that what I said too, or what?
No, I'm just putting that in there. But if you did, that's cool too.
Damn
where did that come from?
From what I know, from what I've read, and there's all kinds of people talking about like different things, but one of them is from the Knights Templar. I like that part. I like that it's a Knight Templar, those dudes that fucking did the Crusades.
Yeah.
And then fucking got like trying to get back the Holy Land from the Muslims. And they the whole Templar and all that stuff, you know, you sort of know some of it, right?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. So they were like the first bankers, right? The Knights
they
Templar.
They had all the freaking.
So like they would write you a check. So when you got to your destination, they would give you the money. They would get the money on this side, and then you would take the little piece of paper when you got to the other side. They'd give you the money. So it started the banking thing. So because of banking, they got a lot of money. They got a lot of power, and some of the kings in the area got pissed. So on fucking Friday the 13th of October of 1307, they arrested all of the Knights Templar. This was after the whole fucking the First Crusades and everything, where everything got settled down. So these kings found out that the Knights Templar had so much power and so much money that they didn't like it. So they arrested all of them, and they were talking about like they arrested them for. God is not pleased with what you're doing.
Okay.
That was their whole thing. But these guys were like monks and saints and fucking.
But they're not pleased with like, little did they know United States would later come around with capitalism. Exactly. No one had that idea. That was that's retarded.
These were the French and like the Germans and stuff, but mostly the French king.
Or Spanish, Spaniards, right? The Crusades?
The Crusades. I think it was French though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty all sure right. It's hey. Spaniards or whatever it was.
I love the fact though. I love the fact that you're wearing a Cuban baseball hat and a Van Halen T-shirt, but yet you were still able to say 1307.
1307.
Not 1300s. Not early. You knew it was 1307.
I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
I'm a history buff. I like a little bit of history. Yeah?
That's great.
Well, that's why I'm wearing everything that I'm wearing. There's nothing but history.
Cuban history. Awesomeness history.
awesome rock history.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
That's a David Lee Roth Van Halen shirt, yes, right? That's not a Sammy Hagar. Nah. Wango Tango or whatever that bullshit is. All right. Okay, but carry on. So they arrested those dudes.
They arrested dudes, killed most of them. But they were all like they were priests because the Knights Templar they took an oath and they were priests and protected like the citizens crossing to get to the Holy Land or whatever, right? So they killed them, but it was on Friday the 13th. So it's like the whole fucking whole thing started from there, you know? It's like I don't know what else like.
Hey.
I don't know how Jason is Jason right from Friday the 13th.
Mike Myers.
Michael Myers.
It's Fat Bastard.
I don't know how he comes with the mask and it has anything to do with the Knights Templar.
Because
but.
The Knights Templar's first love was hockey, and that's why he wears the mask in tribute.
So Knights Templars weren't French, they were Canadian.
French Canadians.
Makes total sense
See?
Now.
See that? Fuck yeah. We're here to rewrite history.
Rewrite history. We are doing that shit.
Did I mention Rocky's based on a true story? We can tell the kids that now. It's been a long enough time.
Oh, we do that at work all the time,
are you
dude.
Serious?
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, like the Underground Railroad. Dude, I took that shit the other day. It was awesome. It's called the Metro or something.
Like, really?
The Underground Railroad.
Hey,
Well,
happy Friday the 13th. I'm glad to know that Friday the 13th is not an effing Hallmark holiday.
Oh,
there's some
at least one,
some,
right?
Yeah, exactly. One day there will be a podcaster's holiday.
Oh, that would be
It might
awesome.
Be today. It might be.
And you know what? It's today. It's ours.
It's ours today.
It's not Friday the 13th, so it's just the 13th of September.
September.
It's
every
it's
podcast day. You know what? Yeah. Here's
every time we do a show, it's a holiday.
Can you hear history? Hold on.
Being made right now.
I'm throwing it away. Happy Podcasters Holiday.
Hey,
how are we gonna name this? Happy Podcaster Day. There we go. All right. The first annual Happy Podcasters Day, Friday the 13th
tag
of September.
Hashtag and all that other
2013
shit.
Hashtag.
We were one of the first.
Loop de loop. We were one of the first anyway.
Loop to loop.
Loop de loop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you know who I communicated really because it take like 2 seconds with Lance and Larry. Remember Larry, the dude with the dreadlocks?
Yeah,
the LA podcasters.
Oh, you talked to them?
Well, no, through Facebook. And
what happened?
Because Lance sent me an old article about a LA Weekly article that never got published, And then Larry made a comment on it, and I was like, hey, it was good, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, man, Lance, because you know how much work Lance did. I thanked him so much. And I was like, hey, thanks, dude. And then since Larry had posted a comment, I'm like, what up, Larry? And then Larry, like, posted something.
They hit you up, man?
Yeah, and then his Facebook picture. Like, that dude doesn't age, dude. How old is he now?
Black don't crack, though. Black don't crack. No,
but it's, like, black and braid and, like, the glasses.
He's the coolest guy.
Yeah.
But he works out all the time. He, like, he's on his bicycle. He does what he has to do.
Oh, so you know him. I haven't heard of that dude in a while, bro.
Well, he's in Frisco and that, like,
is that where he is? We might have to pay him a visit pretty soon.
Let's do this.
It's the fall. You know what we do in the fall.
Yeah, we go up north, fucking,
Mega
bus it. Let's do this.
So Larry said hi, and I just really like Lance. Oh, so is they awesome, did hit you Larry up, right? Just said something, he made a comment, just made my day. I was kind of like, Larry, yeah.
Yeah, Larry's cool, dude.
So, old LA podcasting. So, Larry and Lance, Tim Coyne, happy first annual Podcasters Day.
Yeah.
September
13th. Yeah.
2013. Ooh, that sounds scary already.
We are pretty scary, though. That's where we're on the microphone and not in the video.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Faces for radio.
Yeah.
What's up, Fonz? What else we got going on?
Oh, dude. Well, we were, like, while you were gone and you told me, I think we're going to do a funk show. Like, all right,
what
cool.
The hell? That Funktastic Freestyle Fellowship Tron
if
Friday,
that,
baby.
If that didn't give it away, I have no idea what's going to give it away, you know? So it's a funk show. So we were trying to bring in a funky dude.
A funkadoo. Just Funktastic.
A Funktastic dude.
Hey.
But like the funkiest funky dude that you don't want him to take off his shoes because like, it's funky.
Like funky. Like funkier than Pigpen from the Peanuts. Like funky.
You bring the funk.
Oh,
no. He like, brings the funk. But, hey, he's not here, so we're going to keep it funky. We got to keep it funky without him.
Hey, who are you talking about? I lost you after
what?
The fourth funky.
All right. We're trying to get in the funkiest funk. Fantastic, funkier funk. I have no idea.
Freestyle, funky, Mellotron. Funk.
Mellotron. I like that. That's awesome. No, we're trying to get in the JC in this motherfucking mix.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, the funk. The funk.
The funk.
The funk that the has no stunk.
The funk that you don't want him to take off his shoes because it's funky.
Oh, that's funky.
Right? So,
that is funky.
So, hey, he's not here. So
did
we're
he
going to.
It's so funky it played horns for Bobby Bird or what?
So we're just trying to keep the funk moving because that's what we're about. We're about the funk.
Yeah, we started with a clever premise for this show. We're going to invite the most funkiest dude. Let's just have a funk show. He's too cool to show up.
He's
actually,
too
no,
funky.
He had some engagement. He had too funky, but we're like, let's keep it with the funky.
Yeah, so we just started like getting like all these fucking funky ideas about James Brown.
Yeah.
Because he's a king of funk.
Nothing says funk like James Brown.
You know what?
What?
I think I'm going to go introduce the funk, the fantastic funky guy that didn't show up. I'm going to introduce him anyway. He's not here, but I think he's going to get mad because he's not going to like receive the funky introduction.
Maybe
that
he
I
can
for
come
him.
And we'll have to do it again.
Oh.
But, all right. Hold on.
Hold on. Pause. Do we have any music?
We got plenty of music. What kind of music you want? You want Funktastic Fellowship Tron music?
I would just...
You're like, Walt, no, just music.
I was just like I want to prepare. I want to stretch. Like I need that like couple seconds of thinking about the funkiness.
Oh, you want to think about it?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to think about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You got something for me?
You want to just think about it?
Yeah. Do you have something for me for real?
I got something.
Can I make it?
Hey, the homie said make it funky.
Okay, I got it. All right. I'm ready. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for the super brother?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for the super black? Oh, my God.
You had it. I was excited. My heart rate went up about 2 beats per minute. I was ready.
Are you ready for soul brother number 1?
Yeah.
Are you ready for Mr. Dynamite?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the Godfather of Soul?
Yeah.
I'm ready too, but he's not here.
Oh, man. What the heck is that? All that testosterone I built watching ESPN. It's gone.
Hey,
actually, no, it's still in here. There's no accident for you guys listening.
There was no accident.
But the suspense.
Sorry.
That
but
was good.
See, that
no,
would have been great,
good.
Right? But he's not here.
That was, you know what you did?
Make it funky.
That's what you did right there.
So, you know, he wasn't here. I tried to, like, bring him in.
Oh, that
in
is
the mix.
Classic,
that would have been nice,
bro.
Right?
That is fucking classic.
The second take.
All the takes. I mean, if you just, it was all one take. That's the way I see it.
Okay, awesome.
It was, you know what? The bond me, you, and Jay have, it's just a funk-tastic friendship, funk-melotron, funk-nonsense-tron-ton-wanton.
So we were talking about funk, right? Like the origins of funk.
The smell?
Yes.
Of music.
Yeah. It's actually, that's what it comes from.
What?
Some of it comes from that shit,
dude. I'm telling you, because that's how I feel sometimes when I listen to funk, dude. I'm just like,
what does funk music make you do?
Have sex at 100 degree weather with no AC. Like, literally, it's like, but it's like, not like hug. It's like love, and it's like.
All like all like up on each other. Like, it's not like. Like fucking, like she's at an angle and you're at a different angle.
It's like
on top of each other, grinding.
Just like the boobies farting, dude. Like
that one middle gap right here in your chest. That one middle gap where you're like,
I'm talking about my boobies. Hey, no. When I think of funk, I think of just like love. Like I always get
like sweaty love.
Just like
making.
I love you. No, and I know. I love you too. No, you don't know. I love. I guess it's a little bit of soul, but soul comes from funk. Like after a hard day's work, and then you're trying to tell your girl.
Ooh.
That's what I think of funk. Like the original funk. You know what? Remember when we were in Salt Lake, dude? I once met a dude who played. He was a DJ, and he was making fun of me, dude. I was like, hey, man, you got a funk night? I went to a function.
You got to use that all the time now.
Right? A function. I was like, dude, it was in Echo Park. And this dude lives in Salt Lake, and he started laughing at me, bro. He's like, dude, isn't that where they filmed, like, Mi Vida Loca? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, in his head, just thought that's what Echo Park is like because he lives in Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, bro, dude, it's like the Echo or the Echoplex. I can't remember which one it was, but. Have a really good soul night there, right? And a really good funk, but the funk soul, right? We were talking at the discussion. Anyway, I finally went to go see him. Dude, this fool had funk night. This fool was playing like Brick House.
Oh,
Brick House
God.
Funk. Like, I'm like, you know what? I like Brick House. If I go to like a Toastmasters convention, it's like the social gathering and everyone's doing the cha-cha and then followed by Brick House, like, or Macarena. Like, I was just like, dude, you don't know. But funk, OG funk, soul, like, I mean.
Like, he could have started at the beginning, like, and progressed to that point or something.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
I'm just saying, like, Curtis Mayfield, put it on the playlist. Bobby Bird, I already said that. Like, James Brown. James motherfucking Brown. No, Sly and the Family Stone.
But
like,
see,
I mean,
the
list goes on and on. Lynn Collins, like, I mean, dude.
But funk gets you moving, right? Funk
gets me living.
Like the word funk. Comes from something like that smells, right? Like it's funky.
That's what we know it as.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
Has it always been like
yes,
that? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So funk makes you sweat. The funk makes you sweat. Makes you funky.
Ah.
So it comes
like
from
on a
that,
dance floor, maybe.
Yeah.
Or what are you talking about?
Yeah. Exactly. It comes from like it makes the style of music. It's different than like R&B, and it's different than fucking different kinds of music that don't make you move, but funk. Literally, funk makes you move,
it
makes you
want to
move, makes you sweat, makes you funky.
Yeah.
So it comes from that, like that whole making you move. I'm gonna take it way back. But if it wasn't for Little Richard, there would not be any funk.
If there wasn't, let me get this straight.
If it wasn't for Little Richard Finding Religion, let me correct myself.
So Little Richard was like old school doo-wop,
yeah,
50s, Tutti Frutti.
Yes. And he found God. He became an evangelist.
I remember I went to the old freaking what was the old? It's dying now, but it's an awesome thing. We should not let it die. The old 4th of July weekend. Hootenanny. Some of the Hootenanny.
I was there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I was there.
And
dude
was just preaching.
Yeah,
preaching is like Tutti Frutti.
Everybody's screaming Tutti
Frutti. But he get all right.
So he found God and he became an evangelist. So some of his band got hooked up with James Brown.
Nice.
So like they're that old. Can you think about that shit?
Oh man,
that's pretty deep, right?
Yeah.
So Little Richard, we saw him. James Brown, we saw him. So, all right. So
the connection's there.
All right. The connection is there.
You know who we haven't seen?
Who?
In this whole picture, who we haven't seen? He needs to show his face. God.
Make it funky.
No, but I got you. All right.
So Little Richard's band, the guy that they were playing with him.
Yeah.
I think it was a saxophone player and a bass player or whatever. They hooked up with James Brown, and they were hooking up with the Famous Flames.
That's the name of the Little band. Richard's band?
Yeah, Little Richard's band. It was like not Little Richard, James Brown.
Okay.
James Brown band. It was James Brown and the Famous Flames, 1958 or something
back
like that.
Back in the day.
So I have to thank Little Richard for finding God and making James Brown and the band. Because James Brown was like, he was a fucking, like, a general when it came to his band. Everybody had to, like, wear the uniform, wear the exact same shoes, wear the bow tie, wear everything. And he bought everything for everybody.
This.
So if he left the band, he would ask you for the outfit back.
The outfit back.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to hire someone else.
No, he's like, hey, I need the outfit back. Hey, yeah.
This podcast, it's like, we had a lot of other things. I think this is just going to turn into a James Brown freaking.
Is there a problem with that?
There is not a goddamn problem with that.
Hey, if nobody cares, it's James Brown.
Homie wore his hot pants. Dude,
that's my favorite song.
Hot pants?
Yes.
Hey, dude, James Brown, dude, was just so crazy. He one time was in a hotel, 3 a.m, drunk. Like you're saying, the general. This is why I support the general. This is my favorite story about James Brown. Drunk, 3 a.m, in a hotel after a show, right? I think the show was in South Carolina. He's freaking drunk, right? And then he comes up with this song in his head. He calls his freaking PR guy or his agent. He goes, I want 20 kids in my hotel in half an hour.
This is Michael Jackson.
He's like, I got an idea for a song. I got a freaking idea. I want 20 kids in my hotel in half an hour. Make it happen.
Oh, what? Are you serious?
There's a song. I think it's called, man, this is so off the top of my head because now we're just talking about James Brown. I think it's called like Black and We're Proud. And it's a song that has a bunch of kids. Anyway, he tried to make that happen, dude. He was trying to convince. He had been on some shit, but he was trying to convince his agent. And he's like, dude, it's 3 a.m. I can't find little kids to come to your house to record freaking music.
That sounds weird. That sounds bad.
Yeah. And anyway, they argued till 9 until the agent goes, all right, you win. Because it's 9
I think I can wake him
now.
Up. I can wake him up now.
I can find freaking kids who are in a choir or whatever. But that song is Get Up and Stand Up, We're Black and Proud. I'll reference it and I'll put it on the comments of the show. But, dude, that's freaking
that's
the general,
crazy.
The field general, right? That motherfucker hired not one. He had 2 drummers in his band.
Yeah.
Why you need 2 drummers?
Because it's funk.
Because it's funky.
Because it's funky.
He created.
It's bass and drums. My favorite. My 2 favorite things in life.
Dude, he created a lot of like, and the thing he would do too, what makes him legit is that he literally wrote music. Like he didn't like go to Tab Crawler fucking around with some guitar notes. Like he like literally wrote music and said, I'm going to skip this beat. That's why he's the godfather of funk. He created funk by making those offbeats.
Yeah.
And then the bands,
they
had
started
to
off
learn
on
it.
1 and not 1, 2, 3. Like, yeah, he was just off of 1. Boom.
Dude, ZZ Top is from where he's from, and he's like, I'm not going to be joining ZZ Top. You know, they can't play my stuff. It's too complicated. Dude, I just found a bunch of quotes. And if you can just think of how James Brown says it with them big-ass blue blocker glasses all coked up. Outdone anyone. He says, I've outdone anyone. You can name Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, Strauss, Urban Berlin. All those dudes wrote 1,001 tunes. I've wrote 5,500 tunes. This dude's like, he's like, what else did he write? He's like, hair is the first thing. And then teeth, that's the second. Hair and teeth. A man's got to have those 2 things, and then he's got it all. I love this. He's like, the one thing that solves most of our problems, what do you think?
What?
What do you think if he finishes that quote?
Oh, okay. I'm finishing James Brown quote.
Yeah, the one thing that can solve most of our problems is
alcohol.
dancing. Oh, dancing.
He's a lot smarter than I am.
He's like, his life philosophy, I really don't care what people think. I just do my thing. I like being loud and letting people know I'm there. He got asked on retiring. Retire for what? What would I do? I made my name as a person that is helping. I'm like Moses in the music business.
Yeah, anyway, check this out.
That fool's
I don't think you know this. I know you've been doing your homework and shit, but do you know that James Brown played at the Grand Old Opry?
The Grand Old Opry?
Yeah, like the country spot. Like,
yeah.
It's like the religious spot.
That's in the South, right?
Yeah. He got invited there. There was a bunch of drama that happened. I think it was like in 79. And he freaking got invited there, right? By the guy was running the show there. And all these people were like, oh, they were disappointed. One of them like was quoted saying, it's making me like vomit. It's making me like throw up. That the fact that James Brown is coming to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh my God. Because
it's country.
Yeah.
He said it's like country music. It's like white man's blues.
Yeah.
He said that. And then he played there. He played Georgia. He played a couple other songs there. And he had like the list, but he wasn't the only one. There was a bunch of other people playing that night.
Yeah.
And then he played and he did this thing. But like people were generous and gave him like a little clap or whatever. But I was like,
you gotta have courage to do that.
Yeah.
I think you gotta have courage.
Yeah. Like, but he played there. He played at the Grand Ole Opry.
And that's awesome, like, dude.
That's pretty cool, right?
That is really, really cool.
I was like, I never knew that until like I started doing my homework and I was like, fuck. I'll check it out just because he played there.
Hey, he also played Amsterdam.
You know when?
2006 is that's as good as I know.
July 2nd, 2006.
July the 2nd?
Yeah, there's a YouTube video that.
Weren't we there?
Yes, we were. We know that. That's what we were trying to get. The freaking the Funk Master.
The Trinity,
here.
Right? It was like Funk Master. If JC would have been here, us three went to Amsterdam and saw James Brown.
But you know his last show was we saw him July 2nd.
And he died on Christmas that year. I know he died on Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, the 23rd.
Okay, the 23rd.
The 23rd. But so he played July 2nd. That's when we saw him. His last show was July 8th.
Wow.
In Ireland. That's his last live show.
That's Friday the 13th scary. That we saw him the 2nd?
We saw him the 2nd. Yeah. And he died the 8th. I mean, no, I'm sorry. His last show was the 8th. And he died December 23rd.
His touring life died July 8th. And we saw him
on the
2nd. So he probably played 2 or 3 more shows.
Yeah.
He probably saw us and he's like, damn, I ain't never seen Hispanic people in Amsterdam.
I'm done. That's what I wish for. I'm out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wow. We saw his last shows.
I'm going to go and say James Brown was a Raider fan.
Oh, you want to talk about Raider fans?
Yeah, well, I want to take a break first. All right. You know why? Because my hot pants are on fire. Got the hot pants. Now they turned into
I love that song.
Now they turned into shorts because they burned from the ankles up.
But chicks in hot pants, that's what he was talking about, dude. Like, chicks in hot pants.
Oh, so not my hot pants?
No, please.
Man, I've been misled. Hey, I want to take the time to talk about, man. We got a Facebook page now.
It's, how do you like it?
I love it, dude. I think it's cool. We've gotten some response. I put a couple jokes on there. Actually, one joke. You put a joke on there. So, yes,
my joke's not that great.
I thought it was pretty hilarious.
You liked it?
Yeah. I like Jesse out in Michigan. He was like just like, you know, just giving us love. And so check out the page. Just go to Facebook, search Walton Fonz Show. And there we are. We'll be there. Doing the do. Just doing the do. Just doing the do. Oh, man. I'm just so stoked. James Brown, dude. Hell yeah.
Like, was it because the Funk Master was supposed to come? Or how did that come around?
He's got some business in Long Beach.
No, but like how the whole
Funk Master never gives too many details, you know?
Like, yeah, I got it. But like the whole Funk Master like idea, like James Brown and the
Oh,
funk.
Why did that come up?
Yeah.
How did that come up? You know
what? What were you listening to?
Dude, I just recently ran out of ideas on Pandora, and I just put James Brown the other day, and I'm a little bit disappointed on Pandora because it's like they don't know what to do with James Brown, which is, makes it even better. You know what I mean?
They don't know where to like stick him, because
he's the fucking top of the tree. You know what I mean? He's not in a genre. He created a genre.
Like you do any
kind of fucking search, Isaac Hayes doesn't really sound like what James Brown did. Curtis Mayfield doesn't really sound like what he did. Anything funk? The Parliament.
P-Funk.
George Clinton. Like, it doesn't really sound like what he did. Bootsy, everybody. Bootsy Collins, like, it. Nothing can compare to what James Brown did.
Because he is funk.
He was transcendent, dude. He was, like, one in a million, bro. And, yeah, he was a general. And, yeah, he was, like, kooky. And, yeah, he got in trouble for a lot of things. But
he didn't pay taxes.
Isn't that what you kind of need to be extremist and then just put it into music?
Yeah, you never have to pay taxes and do drugs and stuff. I love it. Oh, I'm sorry. I love him. I love him.
Yeah, I mean,
but life happens. He's a real dude. You know, like, this shit is real. Like, funk music, there is no way that you cannot think of James Brown when you just say funk.
No, exactly. Or any like soul. What about soul? What do you think about soul? Like,
oh, soul.
Imagine Try Me. Try Me, that song, Try Me. Oh, my gosh.
He's Soul Brother number one.
Dude, Soul Brother number one. That's right.
It's him.
He's just so transcendent.
But then it's like you start thinking about like really cool bands, Red Hot Chili Peppers. They would not be around if it wasn't for James Brown.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
Black Elvis.
Yeah.
He's the first Black Elvis, right?
Right. He's just like fucking like jazz funk. Like everything has a funk to it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's probably like
my walk, like when I'm walking into my car, there's funk in it.
But it's like, I'm surprised there's no like punk funk.
What about Fishbone?
Okay.
Fishbone was freaking awesome. And you know what? That's an easy one because, hey, they were awesome and they're black. But I bet you there's a lot, like, there's probably white bands that are like that too.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like.
The Mighty Mighty Boston's probably had some funk in them. I hate Boston, by the way. I'm just teasing with that. But like.
So everything comes from the Ohio Players, fucking Isley Brothers.
Ohio Players. And all that comes from.
James
the
Brown.
Godfather of Soul.
The Godfather
of
Soul. Soul Brother number one.
Soul Brother number one. So you're right. Yeah.
Mr.
So
Dynamite.
So the Pandora, that's how that came about. And I was just like, it was like James Brown, followed by like Al Green, followed by like, you know, and I was like, nah, man, Al Green don't have the hot pants. he makes people have hot hearts. Like, it's just different. It's just different.
It's between the sheets.
But doesn't that make it better that you can't categorize James Brown?
Hell yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I say we just leave it there.
We'll leave it there.
I like it.
All right. I need to have a cold drink of water.
I need to splash some water
pants.
In my face.
Exactly. Dude, speaking of water, dude.
Oh, your water. Oh, what?
Water.
Water.
Is water dangerous?
I hope not. We've been drinking it for like our whole lives.
Water be dangerous? Right now,
no,
watch out.
Unless you drown and shit,
isn't that one of those things that like you can't just be fearful? Like if you had too much, you're like, wait, am I getting better? Like you water plants, right? You mm-hmm. like water. Water makes things grow. I don't know. I don't know how I responded to this. It doesn't matter what kind of political affiliation you belong to, but I was all and We were watching the Dodger game, happens to be on, and so we lost to the Giants tonight and only tonight.
And only tonight.
The Giants will be irrelevant in about a couple of weeks. Let's hope. But anyway, so I went to the gym. I went to go work out, and they have the TV there. This was early in the morning today, and it was on CNN. And like, Michelle Obama was getting, like, criticized for, and again, it doesn't matter what political affiliation, but she was getting criticized because she came out and said, like, everyone, you know, should make a conscious effort to try to drink one more glass of water a day. For the most part, like, water, it's the most blandest thing in the planet, but it's the thing we need the most. She's like, her family did it. They started drinking one more glass a day. They loved it. It felt good. You are holding on to a glass of water. I know, listeners, you don't believe it with the rum and beer that we have on the table. Fonzo has a glass of water. But it's one glass of water. So even if you were hydrated and you drank one more glass of water, wouldn't it be a bad thing?
Nope.
For the majority, and from my and this is all testimonial, but my experience is people more likely are on the edge of not having enough water than having too much water. You can't individualize with something that you say, especially at the position that she has. But out of all the things in the planet, you would think that that would be the most, aside from breathing oxygen, that would be the most thing that everyone needs.
That's like a softball. Like, hey, you know what?
Everyone drink some water.
You know what? Go to the restroom today. You know, like, yeah.
Well, you know what, Fonz? You're not an expert at going to the restroom. How dare you tell everyone you that? Sometimes there's complications.
There's 24 hours. You guys should eat something today.
One time a day, at least.
Yeah, just eat one.
How do you know I should? What do you mean? Like, oh, my God. And to me, it didn't bother me from, like, a political standpoint. It bothered me from the fact that there are too many goddamn fat people in this country. Like, fat. And I don't mean to put it, like, in a way where it's, like, it's their fault. No, I'm saying that is a problem. Hey, every third person you see at the DMV line, at anywhere you go, there's a fat person. And you know what? I don't care about the fat, like, oh, it's fat. It's, like, it's against a social norm. I don't give a crap. You know what? I don't give a shit about
that. I
got
a thyroid problem.
I am I am bothered by the fact that they're uncomfortable, that it hurts their knees, it hurts their joints, it hurts these people. So they go to a doctor and they go see something. And like, this you can't cure with a pill. You cannot cure this with a pill. The death pill, maybe die, then you're done. But you can't cure that with a pill. And so it bothers me. Water is incredible. And I don't mean to go on a rant. But
yeah, you do.
That's a poor choice of words. But I do mean to go on a rant. I do mean because water is incredible. My rant today is on the fact that water is incredible. One, water. How do you criticize how, at the very least, if someone that you don't like on a political standpoint is saying something about water, wouldn't the worst thing to do is just ignore it? Because it's water.
It's water.
What did water do? It's water. Drink an extra glass of water. Okay. You know what? Water is one of the things she said was, like, she feels like she has energy. And so the critics were like, water doesn't give you energy. There isn't any caloric value to it. Blah, blah, blah. She's not an expert. You know, she felt like she had more energy. Here's one thing. The world is not black and white. The world has a lot of gray areas. It's like, just because you do one thing is not going to make something happen. There are a lot of things that happen indirectly. You know what? Water, when you're dehydrated and your body is dehydrated, it sends the same cues to your brain. The same cues, because your body doesn't speak English or French. It sends signals. It's the same signal that tells you that you're hungry. And so when people are not dehydrated, they think they're hungry, and so they'll eat. So if you're hydrated, you won't have those signals unless you truly are hungry and you need to eat. If you're dehydrated, you're going to think you're hungry and you're going to eat when you don't need to eat. So you're going to get bigger. Water, on the other hand, provides an environment for your body to burn fat. So like, think of all your workers in a factory, and they all need to have gloves and machines and work boots. And if they don't have it, yeah, they can make things happen, but they're not going to work productively. That's what water is in your body. So for fat to burn, you need to be hydrated, because if not, you're going to use, like, carbs and other stuff. But you need to drink water. And based of my looking around and even not even looking around, like just looking at stats. How about looking at stats but then looking around? People are fat in this country.
Yep.
So any corner that you can cut with burning fat is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to generalize, go drink water. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not a Michelle Obama. I'm Walter Cortez. Go drink two glasses of water. Please. I just topped her. Right. Go now. Criticize me. Go right now. You know what? I drink two extra glasses of water, and I feel great, and I have energy. And you know what? My piss is clear. That tells me that I'm in a good place to drink beer. I mean, to be healthy. So, on that note, there's an ambulance passing by. No, it's a firefighter passing by. And then, well, guess what they're going to use? Water.
Water.
Don't criticize. How does water get a bad name? I don't get that, Fonzo. I just did not get that. Maybe we'll talk about it on the next show. We'll further investigate. But I saw that on CNN. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Water? Water. If, like, Rush Limbaugh said, drink one more glass of water, I would be like, dude, that's pretty cool. That's all right.
Yeah, it's better than doing drugs.
It's just good. What about that? Is it your car needs water? You need water. Plants need water. That's my rant. You know what, everyone? Go drink a glass of water, an extra glass of water. It's good for you. May it be the first show that you drink a glass of water while you were drinking beer today. But water is good. Yay for water. Yay. You know what? I'm going to go get campaign stickers. I'm running for
water
mayor of the Walt and Fawn show. And then... and then my campaign, I will jump on board on water.
We're going to talk about water.
That's what I got to say. What up, Fonz? You got any closing statements for this show? It's a great show, by the way. I've been so stoked.
I'm thirsty for water.
I'm thirsty for water. And I'm thirsty for water on one hand and beer on the other.
Let's do this.
James Brown, man. James Brown. Really quick. Birthday, Friday the 13th, 2013. This is Dave Mustaine's birthday. It has nothing to do with funk. Everything to do with Megadeth. Fonzo, what does Megadeth mean?
Hey, they did... Oh, they were fucking rock. They were heavy metal.
Yeah, but what does Megadeth mean?
My life.
Didn't it mean like 1,000 or 1,000,000? It's like Google metal.
The word itself.
Megadeth, yeah.
It's after an atomic bomb, the people that die, it's the Megadeth. The number of deaths after an atomic bomb.
Got you.
The Megadeths.
All right. That's very sad.
Sorry. You know,
but
well, you
I set it up. That was not a softball. Hey, but nonetheless, so that's the band and Dave Mustaine's birthday today. Happy birthday, Dave Mustaine. That motherfucker plays a mean guitar.
Yes, he does. Sorry. I'm fucking thinking about Grilla Mall now that you're talking about Megadeth. And I say Grilla Mall is that restaurant in fucking Alhambra. Because I have to take you there.
Let's go. Let's go right now.
Let's go right now.
All right. Hey. But can I order it, like when you go to In-N-Out and you order a burger, can you make it funky?
I'll make that shit funky.
In the words of Randall Watson, drop the mic. I'm out.